What's going on, everyone? It's your boy Prince Rara in the building, and I'm back, B-A-C-K, all the way back. Ugh. And you know what? I feel like I haven't been like fully immersed in CJLO as of recent. And I vow that I am going to be here at CJLO periodically. Wait, periodically? Whoa, wait, what does that mean? No, not periodically. Okay, I mean more like consistently. That's the word, consistently. I have to be here at CJLO consistently, and I'm excited to be back with you guys again, and I'm so excited to show you guys my next guest, because my next guest is really awesome, and he's from South Africa too, and I've played some of his music before on like previous shows back in December. And yeah, he's really awesome. I love his like vibe, and he's just completely multi-talented, and I think that's so awesome. And also, you know, coming from my home country too, so you know, that makes it all the more reason to get shed light on his works.
You smell that burning?
So bro, you vaccinated or nah? Because you're not going to come here and share these drinks or come talk to me so close. You better step back a little bit. You better give me that 6 feet. Shots for everyone. Woo! But seriously, I really don't know if I'm going to do this, eh? Because, can't I just control something in my life? Like, why don't I have to now take a damn vaccine? Like, this is my body. If I want to take a shot, let me take a shot. But definitely not what they're trying to give me. What concoction you got is not what I want. I think that at some time, I'm going to have to take that vaccine so that I can go see my family back home. But it's just like, I don't know if I'm ready yet. Are you guys ready yet? I just really don't know. And I feel like as time just goes closer and closer, we're all getting pretty much like whoever doesn't take it is going to be freaking vaccine shamed. And I'm sure some of you guys have already experienced that. And I think that we're going to be experiencing it, especially throughout summer now. We're going to be, all the gatherings are happening, and you know, we're all going to be wanting to go out. Like, you know, summer hasn't hit in yet. We're still waiting for the damn hot heat to come through. It hasn't come through. And I came across this really crazy video, right? And it was about this damn Bill Gates and how he is attesting that they are not holding any patents against any other countries, so they are unable to get access to vaccines. So apparently the US and Australia and Canada and England, like they've got like bucket loads of vials, like just truckloads of the things, right? But there's other countries like Brazil and other South American countries and Africa and all these other nations, they are in line waiting to snatch up these vaccines. So a very typical scenario that we've now seen, which we probably will see you know in the future, is that the US and the UK are aiding countries like India to help out with their vaccines. But the crazy thing is that we don't know to what cost that India is having to pay for these vaccines that are coming from United States and England. And the next video that I want to, I want you guys to listen to this, right? Because it just speaks about how there is a world-class facility that's sitting empty in Bangladesh, and it has equipment from Germany, and they are literally sitting and waiting for the patent to be given up so that they can create the vaccine, so then they can vaccinate the people. But Bill Gates and squad are sitting there and saying that it's not about the patent. So have a listen to this and see what you think about this whole shenanigans that's going on.
In May of 2020, the United States government struck a deal. $1.2 billion would go to the British drug maker AstraZeneca to speed up their COVID-19 vaccine research. In exchange, AstraZeneca promised the U.S. 300 million doses if the vaccine made it through safety and efficacy trials. Earlier that month, the United Kingdom signed a similar deal with the same company to secure 90 million doses. These types of transactions where a country makes a deal directly with a company are called bilateral deals. And in 2020, rich countries made a lot of them.
Oh, but you'll tell me I'm crazy.
If you believe, as Bill Gates, the philanthropist, does, that vaccines are the answer to getting the world back on its feet and life back to normal, why would you prevent the vaccines being produced en masse and distributed as widely as possible?
Poor nations are stepping up their fight for equal access to COVID-19 vaccines. They're trying to convince rich nations to support their request for a waiver on patent rights.
Check out your old mate Bill Gates on this one.
There's been some speculation that the changing intellectual property rules and allowing these vaccines, as you say, the recipe for these vaccines to be shared would be helpful. And do you think that would be helpful?
No.
Why not?
Well, there's only so many vaccine factories in the world.
Aw, but Uncle Bill's so nice. He just wants to protect the world. Oh, look, and he's on TikTok.
In an industrial neighborhood on the outskirts of Bangladesh lies a factory with gleaming new equipment imported from Germany, its immaculate hallways lined with hermetically sealed rooms. It's operating at just a quarter of its capacity. It is one of three factories that the AP found on three continents whose owners say they could start producing hundreds of millions of COVID-19 vaccines on short notice if only they had the blueprints and the technical know-how.
In Brazil and India, health systems are being pushed to the limits at the same time that the U.S. is quickly opening up vaccinations for anyone.
That's making the pandemic last longer.
Okay, so Bill Gates, as a philanthropist, he is now, you know, he's obviously saying that they want to open up the world and all that kind of jazz. But then, on the other hand, there is no patent, or they are only allowing certain medical facilities to actually handle and create these vaccines. So that in that whole process, there's a huge backlog and people are still getting infected. People are still dying and people are still losing jobs and all this kind of stuff. All at the hands of a philanthropist that y'all are just loving.
Our current system is not a well-oiled machine at all. And there's a lot of work to do if we want to be better prepared for the future.
Oi, Elon, because of the coronavirus, so many people are dying, eh? You reckon I should get the vaccine?
Everybody dies.
So what? Are you going to get the vaccine or what?
I'm not at risk for COVID.
Oh. Well. Oh. Well. Oh. 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 Take care, everyone. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM, and this is Know the Culture with Prince Rara.
You're listening to CJLL 1690 AM in Montreal, and this is Know the Culture with Prince Ra-Ra.